Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love working with seeing how astrology manifests in the daily life, how we see it in the headlines, how we see it in our lives, and how we can use it to open up the map of our life and really feel the potential of the moment. I'm Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight amidst thick snow. And I'm joined by my two compatriots from New York City. Mark
Wolf. Hi, Mark Wolf. New York City, Manhattan, over on the west side by the Hudson River.
And Ann Ortley on the east side of my bright red desk. And it's 34 degrees here. We're a little warmer, and we had snow on Friday, but nothing else since then. A little gray and gloomy and rainy today, but nothing too major. So.
Yeah, it was way below freezing down into the, you know, minus numbers here. Then it warmed up enough to slush and sleet when we had a big talk here on Sunday,
oh.
And then snowed, and then it's dropping back down to minus four, you know. So it's just
minus four,
getting
well.
Winter.
We're supposed to go to 60 by Friday. We got a warm front coming in, so.
I want fun coming in.
It was 20 yesterday, so it's 35 today. It's gone up 15 degrees. It could actually make 60 by Friday. That level of growth, we're working at it, you know.
Yeah, looking for palm trees by Friday.
Looking for palm trees and coconuts. Woo! So.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've got our middle of the year, our weekend for in bulk for animal auguries,
right?
Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the name in bulk, otherwise known as Groundhog's Day,
and Candlemas,
or Luisiu, or Feast of the Rowan Tree, is halfway through.
Isn't that your name? No.
It was. Roundtree was my married name for
mm-hmm.
20
yeah.
years, and then I changed it. Still my middle name, but I shortened it to Rowan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that the Roundtree, or the Mountain Ash, one of the 12 Druidic holy trees, and this was the feast day for it. It was also called Imbolc, which means lamb's milk, or in the belly. It means the first lambs begin to be born this weekend. And the Greeks thought of this as the day that, coming up this weekend, that Persephone turned around in the underworld and began to walk back up and join us for summer, for spring. So this is the turning point. And the Hopi tradition, as I remember, what I remember of it, was that on the February 2nd, on the halfway point, was when you planted the beans in the kivas underground and began to sprout them so that when the weather broke, you could put them into the ground right away and have that, you know, the growing season as long as possible before the sun broke out. But however we think of it, it's the turning point. You know,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, each day was getting longer by 1 minute. Last week it was 2 minutes each day that it was growing longer. And we see it a little bit more light and that turning point. And the tradition was on that day to take animal auguries, to listen to what the symbols of the animals were for our future, for, you know, what animal, what bird did you see, what animal spoke to you. And take that as like a tarot card reading for your year or for your spring ahead, to listen to what they suggested to you about how to plant, how to grow, how to be fertile in the following months. Now all we have left of that is the poor darn groundhog who's exhausted and everybody's staring at the one thing, one official groundhog.
Or worse yet, in the city environment, instead of animals, we use vehicles. And unfortunately, in New York, most of them are yellow cabs.
See how many yellow cabs you saw that
huge
day. Oh, look, it must be spring today because there's, you know, 30 yellow cabs on the road.
The daffodils
yeah.
are
I used to do divination by wandering through the museums when I was in New York. You could see, you know, what caught my
yeah.
eye today.
What caught your eye, exactly, yeah.
yeah.
It doesn't have to be wildlife. It can,
no.
It can, yeah.
No,
that's right.
It's what catches your eye. And so that little bit of magic halfway through the month is a really interesting and lovely point. And And this week, Mars is about to go out of, and this weekend we'll see some interesting astrological shifts as Mars leaves Aquarius and goes into Pisces and jumps and conjoins Neptune, just as Venus leaves Capricorn and goes into Aquarius. So it's moving out of this sort of intense work mode. Whether if we weren't working, we may have felt like we should ought to have been working with Venus and Capricorn, and moving into more, you know, really looking at our community, really working collaboratively, and really beginning to feel our emotions. I think when all the planets start heading into Pisces for that last little bit before spring, and this spring is going to be kick-butt fiery spring from the looks of it, but in this quiet spell when all the planets go into Pisces for the next few weeks, it's really about coming back to being sensitive, not rushing the winter away, but spending that last bit of the quiet season listening to our feelings, being in touch with one another, catching up on our emotional processing, and, you know, trying to make it safe for ourselves to be sensitive so that sensitivity can guide us when the Aries energy starts kicking our butt out the door and making us go do things. That the Aries energy is wonderful motivator, but it isn't always the best person in the driver's seat.
Right.
If you can get the Pisces wisdom, the understanding that we grow in the next few weeks to help guide the Aries energy, you know, we've got a lot of momentum moving for this spring. Mark, what do you see?
The important thing with the Pisces, and having Mars in Pisces will help, is Pisces has the tendency to drift and just follow the imagination and be ungrounded and unfocused. But it's important, like in meditation, to use the Pisces toward meditation where there is a single-pointed focus. Having Mars go into Pisces will help with that because Mars helps us to focus and have a direction. You know, think of it as the late winter meditation. It really, you know, it prepares us for spring and for the whole season. But it's important to take that little bit and go inward. That's what all the trees are doing if you look at them. You know, they're all drawn in, and very soon they'll start to, you know, the sap will start to move and the buds will start to grow and all of that, but they're still on an inward journey drawing in.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And Anne, you were talking about the aspects this week. We know that Jupiter's going direct, and I see that as, you know, some promotion or expansion or broadcasting that we wanted to do this fall when Jupiter turned retrograde. It may be now time to begin to get the word out. There's many other pieces about the Jupiter turning direct. What are you seeing with this?
Well, I think it takes us back to July 20th, and then it moves us forward to October when it's stationed retrograde.
Right.
And now it's stationing forward, so we go to April 26th. So there's kind of a long story of consciousness whenever Jupiter, any of the outer planets, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, because they basically are in retrograde or in their shadow for that nine-month cycle, which is tied to human consciousness. So Jupiter right now has taken us back to 2001 and 1989 and 1978, and asking us, we're putting down new cycles. We're starting a new 12-year cycle. So as he stations there, he's also stationing on the eclipse degree from the fall, which in November there was something you became aware of. And so he's stimulating that with his station. So whatever was going on for you in November is back up again. Last week in October, first week in November. And then lastly, the nodes of fate are at 22, which was the eclipse degree from November. So there's a very strong story here about choices to be made and how you want to make them and what you actually want to do. And Jupiter's answering to Mercury in a very smart sign. Mercury's in Aquarius right now, which is very detached and very, you know, weighs the situation and tries to figure out what the right thing to do is. So there's a lot of choice making. I find a lot of people are making choices, or situations that have been brewing for a while are kind of culminating. I just got an email from somebody saying, oh, you know, there was a big fight and they broke up and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yep, that's Jupiter stationing. And now it's like, I don't want to choose you. I want to choose someone else. And
I want freedom to be part of
it. I want a freedom to go. I want a freedom to be able to leave. So we have that.
I'm definitely seeing that if we have to find ways of feeling free in our situation.
Feeling free in our situation, right.
Right.
And then last weekend was very fiery, obviously, with Uranus to the full moon, with the fire down in Brazil, but also Jupiter and Gemini's children are young people. So it was a place with a lot of young people, similar to the school in Connecticut. So there's this, you know, Jupiter and Gemini is kind of working with us and making us aware of choices we need to make and how do we get to that new place. So it's a very profound week. And, of course, when it stations on Wednesday, the 4 or 5 days on either side, which, of course, is last weekend, and then this weekend are the coming up, are kind of in the window period. And then the full moon was last week in fire. You know, it was a fire full moon. Helps us see things, helps us illuminate, and helps us follow our passion. You know, we have a passion. We're being asked what it is and what do we want to do to follow it. So it's a very profound week for that. And also on the day of the station, the sun squares Saturn. Saturn Aquarius squares Saturn and Scorpio, saying, okay, you know, psychologically, what are you ready for? You ready to go? And, you know, and to the extent that we are, we aren't, you know, if we aren't consciously living our chart, it comes to us in fate. But if we're trying to make conscious choices, which is part of the reason we do this show, is to talk to people about, okay, this week, you're going to be asked to pick. You ready? You know, get ready, get ready. And they know, okay, I got to pick. And if I don't, it's going to come to me. You know, if I've been dawdling or not, you know, not handling a situation, it's going to come to me as fate. So, big week on Wednesday.
And that Sun Saturn square, which is, you know, happens twice a year, usually asks us to take ourselves seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to watch not to take ourselves too seriously this week.
Right.
But it is, you know, what do we need to take ourselves seriously for? Watch the depression. Because a combination of the Sun Saturn feeling depressed or squared off, and then taking it personally, like not that it's a passing phase or a mood that we need to see, okay, what do I need to take seriously and tend to? But it can feel, for some people, if they're feeling stuck in their life, the combination of the Sun Saturn square with the Jupiter turning direct can say, oh no, I'm trapped here. I have to run away and join the circus. I have to leave the job, leave the relationship, go somewhere.
Right.
When the answer is, no, I need to take myself more seriously and tend to my needs and be responsible to myself here so that I can be responsible for others and take the homework home. Take care of yourself.
Right.
What can we do to free ourselves from the situation that's not necessarily ducking out of our responsibilities, but balancing our responsibilities with joy?
Important time.
Mm-hmm. And would you give out the phone number? In a few minutes, we'll be taking our calls.
Our calls? Yeah, hang on 1 second. I just clicked on.
What number can they call in?
They can call in at 347-215-8881. 347-215-8881. And make sure to press 1 if you want us to call on you. So otherwise, you can just hang and listen.
Yes.
And also, the later.
And I also would say that if you have, we've spoken to you in the last couple of weeks, we ask you not to raise your hand tonight because that we can give a few more people a chance to call.
Yeah. The other thing that happens at the end of the week is Mars going into Pisces on the same day that Venus changes into, she's going to change from Capricorn into Aquarius. Mars is going from Aquarius into water sign. So he's diving from great heights into the lovely ocean. But more importantly, when he changes, we're going to notice that Saturn, all the planets that he's in charge of, which are quite a few right now, Saturn in the sky is answering to Mars. Saturn rules the Capricorn Pluto, so Pluto's going to change. Uranus is going to change because it's in Aries, answering to answering to that Mars. And also the node of fate in Scorpio is going to change. So it's a very big week when these guys shift. And it's really instructive because the energy of the planet becomes very different because suddenly it's in a new sign and everybody shifts. So we're going to go from air to water on Saturday. So watch for the big shift because everybody's suddenly going to be, and of course water, you know, Mars and Pisces is a little.
A lot of emotional process and catching up to us.
Emotional process. We've been working on the intellectual plane and working on the ideas. And now it'll be like, okay, let's put some emotions behind those great plans of ours and move forward into them. So it's a very profound week for that, too. So it's a big shift. And that'll be for 40 days, Mars is in Pisces. So we all get to learn what Mars, everybody with Mars in Pisces lives with all their lives, which I always find interesting, you know, when you have a planetary change like this and the planet, and people go, you live with this? It's like, well, yeah, you know, you're used to it because it's your chart, but now we all get to be honorary Mars in Pisces. So... whether we want to be or not.
Mars and Pisces can lower our energy level and lower our immune system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just say to, you know, tend your energy when we're in Pisces season.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too overextended or too exhausted.
Right.
And, you know, regular naps, regular short rests rather than big, enormous rests.
Mm-hmm.
Dream time. We often need extra sleep so that we can spend more time in the dream time, let our psyches process, and let our bodies catch up while we're getting ready for springtime.
Right.
Yeah, and give some direction to the dreams. It's a little bit like, you know, think of how do you get across the ocean in a boat? You
mm-hmm.
can't just sort of sail it and let the wind blow it this way and that way because you may get somewhere or you may just stay out in the ocean too. But you have to use some kind of navigation system in order that you go in some sort of straight line. And, you know, or something close to a straight line. You may tack, you know, across that straight line from one angle to the other, but you have to keep going in some direction. And that's the problem for Mars and Pisces. They intend to just
get lost in the mud.
Yeah, and just kind of keep going around. But
And the dung beetle can help you with that. There was a really interesting article this week about how...
Yeah.
Dung beetles use the stars, use the Milky Way to guide themselves.
Really?
Somehow
yeah.
they do a dance.
They do.
They do a little dance trying to figure out. Now, dung beetles are scarabs.
The beetles that live in poop, right?
And they roll little balls
yep.
of dung.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seen as a symbol, you know, why the scarabs were so sacred, is they took poop, they rolled it into a little ball, and you didn't see that they were planting eggs in it, and poof, new life came from it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this seen as a symbol of bringing new life out of crap,
mm-hmm.
which
does happen.
And they do this little dance where they kind of, you know, feel the electric currents of the stars apparently, and somehow align themselves in relationship to the stars to know
mm-hmm.
where they're going.
Another
proof
that astrology really works.
Feeling a little muggy, yeah. Go do our little dance and mm-hmm. listen to our stars and refine
right.
our alignment.
But that splash of white across the sky, that's the Milky
mm-hmm.
Way,
mm-hmm.
is sufficient to give them a straight line to go by.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And they can go at angles to it. They don't have to mm-hmm. line themselves up with it. They use it to orient themselves. They say,
mm-hmm.
oh, there's that line, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going at a certain angle to it, and
mm-hmm.
let me keep going at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I missed that article
it
on
is.
Beatles, but I'm going to have to go look it up. It's more proof that astrology works. If the Beatles... lay their poop based on the Milky Way, then we too could be affected by the stars.
We can deal with that. That's pretty funny.
I like that. That's
and
cool.
also with the Mars coming to conjunct Neptune, and we see that,
yeah.
you know, we think of that there's one, and it's already with an aura, but it will be on when it goes into Neptune. With Mars coming to conjunct Neptune, I see, you know, two things, you know Neptune melts Mars and Mars energizes Neptune. Neptune melts Mars, we have an opportunity when that happens, when this conjunction happens once every couple of years, to melt old anger, to let go of some old ambitions, old
mm-hmm.
angers, old frustrations, and let them go. And know that a new new angers will come. A new ambitions can come up afterwards. It will be coming later on this spring in March, in particular when Mars goes into Aries and conjuncts Uranus. But to see if we can use it now to let go of anger. Hmm. Is there somebody that you need to forgive that you've been holding a grudge to? You know, this coming week is a good time to just let it go, just put it on the water, put it on the altar, let it go. On the other side, Mars energizes, puts muscle into our dream time,
right.
Puts muscle into the ocean. And an interesting example of that was a story today that the largest pod of gray whales, the biggest animals, you know, huge ones, were seen off the coast of California. They saw 30 gray whales swimming together. That's some serious Mars and Neptune, you know, ocean muscle.
Yeah.
And think of that symbol of swimming around in your psyche. So I loved that image as something that's coming up in the week ahead, and we can think about swimming around in our psyche.
We are going to be swimming around in our psyche
because
we are all going to be Mars and Pisces people. Yeah, I always find it a very interesting.
Anybody on the line?
Oh yeah, we got a pile on the line.
Okay.
I always find it really interesting because we get this whole different push to the energy when Mars goes into Pisces. It's pushing, you know, when you don't realize how much swimming is, whatever. Okay, Heather, pick a number from 1 to 6.
Let's try 3.
All right. Number 3 is caller number 914. You there?
And yes, hello?
Hi, 914, you're on the air. Can we help? What's your question?
Yes,
Heather,
I need
you.
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. Hi, Anne. My name is Sylvia. My birthday is April 22nd, 1982. I was born in a town in Poland, in Szczecin, Poland.
1982?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
okay.
The town is spelled S-Z-C-Z-U-C-Z-Y-N.
U-C-Z-Z-Y-N. Okay.
And how do you pronounce it?
And now I live in Yonkers, New York.
Okay, and what time?
9:15 p.m.
Okay.
And what's your question?
My question is, I'm currently working in a job that is like hell on earth. I'm trying to aspire to do something else, but I feel like my transits that I'm having, they keep referring to, there's certain transits that refer to like regular jobs, like people call me for jobs that are really meaningless, that it's stuff I don't want to do. And then there'll be certain circumstances where I'll actually get things where I really, it's like I'm pursuing my dreams, but I'm sorry?
What do you love to do?
I love to entertain. I love to act. And I just came back from L.A., but I am supposed to have a transit where I was supposed to have a good job opportunity, but it turned out to be nothing. It turned out to be somebody that just called me because they saw my resume online, and it was just like a sales opportunity that really was like a job that I wouldn't want to would do. And there was another transit that I was supposed to have another opportunity like a month ago, and it was the same type of thing for insurance, which is something I just don't want to do anymore. And I feel like I'm in the crossroads in my life where I don't know if I should just quit and just go for it. Yeah.
It may be right now, if you could take a year off and do something else for just a little while, would be my suggestion. It's not that you can't do that, but with Saturn in your 12th house, it's hard for people to see you, that you're doing a lot of review of your past and review of yourself. Now, you just 5 months ago started a whole new progressed lunar cycle, so you've got, you know, new opportunities coming up. It looks like a lot of little jobs and voiceovers and short bits of acting this year that I would say just do whatever you can do. Don't worry about the depth or if it's something that you really want to do. See if you can get the short pieces that could be like commercial work, voiceovers, recorded stuff where you're practicing. It's kind of tangential to the work you really want to do because you're behind the scenes while Saturn's in your 12th house. Now, in about a year from now, Saturn crosses into your first house, and your hard work begins to be seen by other people. You're more appreciated, more noticed, you know, and you've been going through one tough transit after the other as your first Pluto squared your Mars and Uranus opposed your Mars. So, mm-hmm. I just see that you know, in the big sweeping cycles, you've just started a new beginning, that if you can, you know, keep talking, keep getting involved, but don't worry about getting the big pieces right this year. See how many little pieces that you can get and give it another year. That would be my advice. Mm-hmm. Anne, what do you think?
Right. So next year would be my year?
Next year is a good chance that for you to be seen and be taken seriously.
Right.
Now, whether you decide to do that work at that point, you know, we'll take a look. But it feels like being taken seen and taken seriously, that would be really helpful.
Right.
And that's going to be hard to be seen this year. What do you say, Anne?
Well, the Saturn behind the 12th is a lot of service to the work. You know, it's like you get the runner-up position. You're the understudy behind the scenes. But when you move to New York, it's a lot of voiceover work and work perfecting the craft because it puts Saturn in the third house. So the work has been done to lay it out, and then now it's where do we go? And that progressed moon is in Gemini, started a new cycle 5 months ago, which really starts to expand. In 7 months, it gets to the Mercury, and Mercury, of course, is the career ruler for the New York, or for the regular chart, progressed Mercury and natal Mercury. And I like that her solar arc Mercury has come to her progressed Mercury, because that kind of says, okay, let's get the career moving. And how she's seen by the outside world starts to kick up. But it is, you know, it's not a profession that you just turn on and you get. You have to kind of do diligence and show up, which her Scorpio does, you know, and the Sun in Taurus does. The Moon in Aries gets impatient and it goes, well, how come not happening yet? And it's like, well, it's process. It's like show up, do the work, process. And part of it is, you know, the auditioning process, the showing up again. But I do think the chances, I mean, the chart to me is like definitely a creative chart that has a big dream. And it's like, okay, keep working the dream. You just had your Saturn return, which is when your dream starts to really coalesce. And now Saturn's getting to you, coming into concretize what your work is to be in this lifetime. So, and it does have work in groups, work in community, work with other people. So,
it also looks like when I look at your chart, your astrocartography charts,
mm-hmm.
there's not that much energy for you in New York City. It's sort of what you make of it here. It's not that it's blocking you. It's just not always that encouraging to you. There's a little bit more in California. There's a lot more in Europe. Have you been acting in Europe at all, or have you been doing your work just in New York?
New York primarily, but I just came back from a trip from California where I feel like I had some very good opportunities, but I haven't heard anything back yet. So I would say
give that another shot in a year and keep – we're going to have to get off soon because our time is almost up. But I want you to keep an eye open for what's going on in Europe for you and follow any chances to do any, you know, like traveling troop work with Europe, or just keep your ears open for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mark, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, and then, you know, you really are feeling a lot of the frustration. Your Mars is not getting good energy to work with right now. It's more kind of bottled up. And, you know, little detours and a lot of detours. So just take the detour, and you'll get back on the main road, you know.
Yeah, the detours will get you there. Your pleasure progress moon's moving into the apex of the finger of God. So Jupiter right now is stationing on your progress moon, which often is, you know, kind of helps you feel a little more like it's you're on the right track, you know, because the North Node is ruled by that moon. So, you know, it's a hard, the chosen profession is a hard one, but your chart is very, you know, very solid that wants to go for it. So I would keep pushing.
So we're
don't give up.
We have to say goodbye.
Yes.
And this week, begin the dreaming process.
Okay,
good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Begin the dreaming process. If you want, if anybody wants to use this dreaming process to get your chart done and look at these aspects to your personal chart, give one of us a call. And this is Heather saying goodbye from Minnesota. And Mark?
Mark from New York City.
And Anne from New York City. And also Mark and I are hosting, Access Astrology is hosting, Ariel Gutman coming to speak on Venus and how to manifest your dreams and your love and your money next weekend, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. So sign on to our websites to register, and please attend the workshop. It's going to be great, and you're going to learn a lot of cool stuff. And that's it. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, take care.